Oh, everything works. It's so nice. Okay. Hi. We have cards for June 7th and 8th, and they are the Eight of Cups reversed, Temperance, and the Seven of Wands. How to cope. Having the mighty Angel of Temperance with us today is a beautiful thing. I'm using the Polish Tarot today, a vibrant, cheerful deck. Like many decks, the Minor Arcana are simply the symbols of their suit and not complicated with people, landscapes, and other familiar scenes. The process of becoming. The Angel of Temperance, number 14 of the Major Arcana, talks about the process and patience. Like the familiar angel we're used to seeing, our Polish angel pours a stream of water back and forth between two oversized orange and red striped stemmed goblets. The stream of liquid is also cleverly striped, light and dark hues of blue swirling together as the angel, expression serene, pours patiently back and forth. Rather than the jumbo jet-sized wings we're used to seeing on the Angel of Temperance, our Polish angel bears more of a resemblance to Our Lady of Guadalupe, with blue and green rays emanating like an aura around her. There is a six-pointed star hovering above her head, and she is protected by a blue border with tiny alchemical and astrological symbols. The cards are rimmed in gold, which is appropriate for this healing card, the card of the alchemist. Working on it. I have to share this amazing interpretation of a similar spread by Michelle Embry for Anti-Gravity Magazine. And that's at anti-gravitymagazine.com/tarot-24. While in this piece, the Five of Wands is in the place of today's Seven of Wands, in the upcoming position, both Minor Arcana and of the Suit of Fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, both cards are stressful, competitive, and will raise your blood pressure. Both have something in common, which is potential conflict, potential inner conflict on the Five, and potential conflict with others in standing up for ourselves or asserting ourselves and or our individuality on the Seven. What and how we say, think, create, even the way we dress are up for critique. If there were a human on this card, we'd see him or her wearing two different shoes, standing on his rooftop, fending off a hostile crowd from the roof of his house with a single long pole. Next level, higher ground. The Seven of Wands or Rods is famously known as the Stand Your Ground card, for which we need another term that isn't quite so pro-gun, so I shan't use it again. The number seven is both challenging and highly spiritual. The Seven of Wands can be a test of some kind. We're tested all the time. Temperance is here not only to remind you to watch your temper, but she's watching. In the past is the melancholy Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, in the reverse, when we should be moving on from something that isn't satisfying or serving us, or our higher good is even downright toxic. And in the reverse is reverting or returning or not moving on. This could be behaviors as well. The Suit of Hearts can also be talking about people, specifically family, as is so well written about in the Anti-Gravity article. The angel represents coming from a higher place and represents transformation. Unfulfilled as a woman, someone may be transitioning into a male version of themselves. Haters gonna hate. We all know that. The angel, being a major trump, of course, trumps the other cards and has your back. Get to know your unseen team of ancestors and guides. This is a card of protection. The angel's giant wings would cover you like an umbrella. You and even your faith may be tested, but you can handle it easily.